crying. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to.
I think it would be better if it were unified. There would be something good about it.
I think Paul Ryan, his political career is over.
Lindsey Graham, a total dope. Jeb Bush, very low-energy individual, signed a pledge.
You have to draw the conclusion that there is some distance, if not a disconnect.
Does the party have to be together? I actually don't think so.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And look at the hangover in the GOP on this Monday. What was in that Trump vodka? The presumptive Republican nominee is facing a mutiny from conservatives led by Wisconsin's Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. Who outranks whom right now, Ryan or Trump? Technically, Ryan is the highest ranking Republican in the country. He's third in line in the constitutional order of succession. But what will happen if Trump makes it to the White House? Is Ryan trying to make sure Trump loses in November so he, Ryan, can pick up the pieces? Does that mean the end of the Republican Party? The Speaker of the House will meet with his party's presumptive nominee, who is now saying that he should be the one in charge, that he and his constituency of angry voters are the future.
I have to stay true to my principles also. And I'm a conservative, but don't forget, this is called the Republican Party. It's not called the Conservative Party. You know, there are conservative parties. This is called the Republican Party. I am a conservative.
You get a sense of the kinds of conversations that are going to go on between the Trump and Ryan camps over the next few weeks. Listen to Trump getting some pushback from conservative talk show host Charlie Sykes from Milwaukee a few weeks ago.
I can tell you this, Charlie, I have been better to women than any of these candidates, frankly.
Except you won't apologize to a woman that you mocked.
I have executive people and at a very, very high level. I have executive people that are women. I gave women early chances in construction, numerous women early chances in construction when nobody else was doing it.
Charlie Sykes, conservative talk show host in Paul Ryan's home state of Wisconsin.
We're not just talking about whether we disagree on this policy or not. You know, we're talking about somebody who's got a penchant for arbitrary and authoritarian government, you know, who's addicted to internet hoaxes, whose relationship with the truth is, shall we say, challenged, you know, the tendency towards race baiting. All of these things, I think, you know, raise fundamental issues. You know, when he launched the campaign, I thought he represents the cartoon image that the left has had of conservatives. And the real challenge was to say, okay, you know what? You've been saying that we are all of these things. Liberals have been saying that conservatives are, you know, misogynist and they're, you know, racially insensitive and all of these sorts of things. And then suddenly you have this cartoon caricature of every one of those images of conservatives. And I do think that it is absolutely crucial for at least some conservatives to stand off in the wilderness, you know, throughout this disaster and say, by the way, that was not us. That was the cartoon version.
Although, are they standing in the wilderness? They're mostly standing on K Street. People like Bill Kristol and these conservative, you know, thinkocrats who have basically hijacked the party and the, face of the party on television. But don't you want access to this huge group of angry people who are willing to vote against Hillary Clinton? I mean, isn't that what Trump represents here, an opportunity?
Well, I like the phrase thinkocrats, by the way. You know, you mentioned K Street. What is interesting to me are the number of the Washington insiders, the actual establishment, who are the first to jump on the Trump train, because they actually recognize that Donald Trump is somebody they can deal with, a man of no principles, no fixed ideas. And they don't have a problem with this because what they see is their access to power, as opposed to the kinds of ideas that conservatives like Bill Kristol, like Paul Ryan, have been talking about for the last 20 years. I think K Street lobbyists are going to be more than comfortable with Donald Trump. I think they think of him as malleable and somebody who, frankly, you know, is going to be comfortable in their world of crony capitalism.
So Paul Ryan, he can hold out here? I mean, this is going to go all the way to November?
Well, I don't know. I can't predict that. I think that what Paul Ryan is doing is important. I mean, Paul Ryan has two roles. He, is, of course, is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, leader of the Republicans, and so he has a political responsibility. But he is also the de facto intellectual leader of the Republican Party and of conservatism. Look, I think that a lot of Republicans need to realize that if you embrace Donald Trump, you're embracing the whole package. You are going to spend the next 6 months having to defend or rationalize or evade questions about every single Twitter insult, every single slur, every single false statement, every single outrageous comment by Donald Trump. And I do think it's absolutely important for some conservatives to distance themselves from this. So, you know, when they, after November, when we have to pick up the pieces, they'll be able to say, okay, you know what? I was willing to dissent when it actually mattered. Think about this moment we're at in American political history, where Sarah Palin is setting the standards for rational discourse among conservatives. Get your head around this. Sarah Palin, who is castigating someone like Paul Ryan for daring to ask for a conversation about the visions for the future of the country. Someone's going to have to go back to all of these constituencies who have been insulted, who have been alienated by Donald Trump, and be able to say, all right, here is an alternative vision. I do not know how Republicans who embrace Donald Trump will be able to go back to women, minorities, young people, and say, that wasn't us. Because if you support Donald Trump for president of the United States, that is you. That is who you are.
Charlie Sykes, conservative talk radio host. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.